This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3355 for Friday, the 11th of June 2021. Today's show is entitled Tiki Hell. It is hosted by Operator and is about 13 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I talk about my thoughts on outdoor torches.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another quick tip. Today I'm going to talk briefly about tiki torches and outdoor torches or whatever. Over the course of my several years of buying torches at the store and whatever, outdoor torches for anti-mosquito stuff, citronella, I haven't had a problem with the fuels. I haven't had a problem. That's pretty much the only thing I haven't had a problem with. I've had a problem with every single type of tiki torch, brand tiki torch I've ever had. These canned ones rust out if you leave them outside, obviously. Even if they're covered, they still get gross. The chain is shitty, so you always lose the chain if somebody knocks it over or whatever. The little topper with the chain, I've purchased probably 10 tiki torches, and all of them, there's nothing left of any of them. I have three tiki torches with which appear to be fancier ones. They're not, they just look interesting. It has a little tiki guy on it, and it's plastic, of course, like everything else. The plastic is thin and brittle and whatever, so it knocks over and it ruins everything. The stands, the bamboo stands, are all effing garbage. They dry rot, they rot. They over time, they get hit or knocked over, and of course you're left with the same issue. The bamboo stands for the tiki torches are also garbage because they're made out of bamboo. I would rather them just not make those and just not make them because they're pointless. It's a waste of bamboo. It's a waste of energy and time. The actual tiki torches themselves, again, every single brand and combination of whatever I've seen of tiki torches, they're all garbage. They all break or plastic or metal rust. Now, what are our options, right? Started looking around, and there's probably better options. Please let me know. Maybe do an episode. I might not catch in the comments, but what I'm looking at now, well, what I used to have is I had these tiki torches with the screw-on thing. They're threaded, and I bought a really long screw, basically just a rod that was threaded for the exact thread of the tiki torch. And I thought I was, it on a stick. I had these big rods, they're probably 3-4 feet tall, and I had three of them, and, I thought I was it on a stick. I got these metal rods, and I screw them in. Of course, you screw them in, and then it lasts a year, and then when you screw it in, it busts out from the bottom, so you just keep screwing it in, and the threads for the plastic that's inside the actual bolt for the thread that keeps the tiki torch on there or whatever threads out. So you can't just screw it, keep screwing it, because if you keep screwing it, it will bust the plastic on the bottom, and then, not big a deal, but you'll just be able to keep turning it around and screwing it on until it's, popping up out of the top of the tiki torch. So I have these threaded poles, which are also garbage. Now what I'm looking at online is these kits where it's fiberglass wick, and then looks like metal brass fittings. I've got them in my checkout box, but I might end up finding just the wick in like a fiberglass wick in bulk, and then finding, you know, whatever it is, a half inch thread or whatever, and then some garments, some Garmin plastic or a rubber grommet or whatever to put around them, and then you put them in a wine bottle. Now, on the surface, that seems like a great idea. It's glass, right? It's going to last forever. All your fittings, your rubber fittings are going to be protected by the kind of the glass bottle, and the brass connector thingy, and then the wick goes through the brass, the hollow brass thing. There's some concerns there, right? If there's some kind of pressure build up, possibly, you know, you're basically got a Molotov cocktail. If you throw the thing and it busts, it's going to explode could potentially explode and make a big deal of things. On an open flame, this stuff, it goes up. It's like an oil. It's not like a gasoline. Let me actually spew some on the fire here. I'm actually outside. And it wouldn't be a pleasant thing. I don't think it would necessarily explode. But it would turn into a Molotov cocktail, and just anything that the oil splattered on would be on fire, probably. So the glass bottle sounds like a great idea. The other thought I had is that the glass bottle is going to be very tall, and the wick is going to have to do a lot of work to get that oil up to the top. Now, the way wicking works, in my experience, I used to use wicking in dry hotel rooms, and you take the garbage can or whatever, fill it up with water, and then you set a towel into the, you wick the towel into the thing, and then drape that over the air conditioning vent or the heater vent, so it basically turns up being a humidifier, a poor man's humidifier, and it works. In really, really cold areas or dry areas of a building. Oh, my alarm's going off. Sorry. Dry areas of buildings, you'll actually reap some of the benefits of having a, you know, DIY humidifier. So, and all that nonsense. The way wicking works, from what I understand, I don't know what the limits are on it, but I think, you know, if the wick, as long as the wick is touching the liquid on the bottom, it should wick up enough for the oil to burn. In a wine glass, you would just have to keep the wick long enough for the wine glass, and then once the wick burns enough to where the wine bottle is too tall for the liquid, you'd have to fill the liquid all the way up to the top, and you don't want to do that either. So, I mean, really, to be honest, you're not really going to change the wicks that often. I mean, the wick is going to be the last part to fail on this whole setup, I'm assuming. But I'm looking for ideas. I'm looking for, either citronella oil, any kind of ideas to help prevent mosquitoes. What I've found, and I've done a thing on this with my bug, it's called Bugs or DIY Bugs or something. It's like a hunting one, and it's this little, it comes with a little propane fuel thing, and you, a liquid propane, whatever, fuel thing, and you screw that into the bottom, and you turn it on here, and you hear that click, 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 you push the button, and it's kind of like a little lighter, basically, a little, mini little lighter, one of those Chrisom, blowtorch lighters or whatever, and it heats up this little plate, and the plate you load with these cartridges, and these cartridges just smoke whatever magical stuff is in there. They actually work pretty good, and another one I've used is the 3M, has a bug off, or whatever it's called, off on or whatever, and it's a tiny little, this green goo. It doesn't appear to do much of anything. I think more or less they haven't really done, I think it's called on off on, and you actually wear a little clip and it comes with a battery and whatever, and I just don't know if that helps at all. Mosquitoes have just started up, so that's why I'm doing this post. So I've tried those methods. I've tried spraying my neighbors and mine. I pretty much had most, almost half of my neighbors covered and spraying their yards, and we would still get eaten alive out here in the backyard. So I don't know what other options there are other than, you know, spraying ourselves out every time we go. The only foolproof way is the stuff with the deep woods, or anything with however much percentage the deep woods has of DEET. Nothing else works. These fancy pantsy ones with like lower percentages of DEET or non-DEET or whatever, they don't work in our yard. We got those tiger mosquitoes here that were not original. If you remember growing up in southeast, we didn't have those, right? You'd go outside and you'd see what you don't see anymore. You don't see, at least around here or anywhere I've ever lived in the past 10 years, you don't see glow bugs or the glow in the dark, whatever they're called, lightning bugs. You don't see those anymore. But you didn't also see mosquitoes. And the only mosquitoes you saw were like in the back of the woods, or like it would have to be like really dark and damp and hot for you to get bit by a mosquito. And if you did, it wasn't really all that often. Here, these mosquitoes are, you know, at least tenfold the count, if not hundreds fold compared to growing up. You know, as a kid, you don't remember stuff like getting bit by stuff or whatever. But as a kid, I didn't get bit like this. We have neighbors that have ivy and horrible gutter maintenance and stuff like that. And there's not a whole lot you can do. But I can, you know, can do as well as the best I can. But the only foolproof way is to kind of spray yourself down with the deep woods. But you don't want to do that, because then you're basically done for the rest of the day. You stink, you smell yourself all day. And it's just not pleasant. So, you know, unless you're going to be outside for a long period of time, it's not any fun to spray that stuff on you. So my thought is to look around for some more options. Maybe take them up on these little, you can get like a 4-pack or 8-pack of the DIY wine bottle, tiki torches, but I will never again buy a tiki torch brand anything. I won't even buy their tiki torch fuel. I'll make my own or figure it out how to make it or whatever. Now I've had some luck with like the candles, like the desk candles, like the tiki torch candles. I like those. They're metal. You know, you can set them on your table and light them and they work okay. But like any candle, they don't burn right. If you don't set them up right, if you don't have like a dither on there or whatever, and then you gotta sit there and monkey around with it and then make your own wick, and it's just a mess. So, you know, candles aren't really the best either. I would still like a torch method because it's consistent. The burn is consistent. So I'll be looking around for stuff. You guys look around for stuff if you struggle with outdoor pests. But I'm definitely not buying any more of these tiki torches. I'm looking at one that's already rusted and I just have the top part. I have one good wick with the top part, and then I have one good wick and can that hasn't been rusted out. Now, to my fault, you know, it is my fault. I left them out over the season, whatever. But you know, you're supposed to, I guess you're supposed to bring them in because they don't last outside. You know, once the season's over, you empty them out, you dry them out. You know, you don't even have to dry them out. You just set them upside down, dry them out, whatever. But it's just pointless. It's just a pointless waste of resources to make these things when they only last a year, if not, you know, less than that. So anyways, I hope that helps somebody out. I'll check it out, let you guys know, see if I can build something or make something, and we'll kind of go from there. Laters. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.